1340 KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
2 minutes after 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM, FM, Huron, Huron Tiger football. Gorgeous night for football here, second weekend of October. And Huron scores right before halftime and leads it 7-0. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Halftime, Watertown 12, T Area 0. Halftime, Yankton 14, Brookings 0. Early second quarter, Spearfish 48, Douglas 0. Halftime, Pier 3, Sturgis 0. And late second quarter, Brandon Valley 47, Mitchell 0. Those are your AA scores. 11 AAA final, Lincoln 46, Rapid City Central 7. Late in the game, Harrisburg 21, Sioux Falls Jefferson 14. Halftime, Roosevelt 21, Stevens 7. And O'Gorman, early second quarter, leads Washington 14-0. Other scores, see if I can come up with any others across the area. Halftime over on KOKK, Parkston 14, Woolsey, Wessington 0. Hitchcock Tulare hosting a Fulton tonight, and Fulton up 42-0 at halftime. In Class 11B, Woonsocket Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central leads Chamberlain 19-0 late in the second quarter. Halftime, Mount Vernon Plankinton leads Miller Highmore Herald 14-0, and that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Halftime, Huron leads 7-0, getting a score in right at the end of the first half in Corky. So far, so good. And again, hang your hat on that defense. That is six consecutive quarters of scoreless football, and basically out of their last 10 quarters, they've only given up one touchdown. That was in Spearfish 2 weeks ago. You know, and to be fair to Aberdeen, you can tell they're one-dimensional. They both their quarterbacks are out from what we understand, and Dowan getting credit, good athlete. He's making some plays with his feet, and he's had a couple of passes that were pretty close to being on target. So, but still, they just haven't been able to get anything in that passing game.
Well, that's the thing. That's not his deal. You know, he's not a quarterback. He's that other athlete the other way. So for us to be able to take that away from him and have good coverage on that, then make him run the ball, the defense, we're bending, but we're not breaking. We'll run a little bit, but we'll keep you in containment. Defense is doing an outstanding job, and they're setting the offense up to be successful.
Halftime score again, Huron 7, Aberdeen 0. We'll take another Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes. Run down the stats if I can get everything added up that fast. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron, or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of a lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Halftime in Aberdeen. It's Huron 7, Aberdeen 0. Huron scoring with 29 seconds to go in the first half. It was a drive that started at their own 27. The big play was a 22-yard pass on 4th and 1 on their side of the 50. A gamble, which, again, I don't think that's how that play was designed to go, but it worked out for the Huron Tigers at the end, and that led ultimately to the touchdown 1-yard pass from Colton McNeil to Bubba Peterson. Michael Larson added the extra point kick, 7-0 Huron at halftime. For Aberdeen, 113 yards on the ground, no yards through the air. Joey Dillman had 7 carries, 44 yards. Kobe Dowan had 7 carries for 50 yards. And Ridley Waldo had 6 carries for 19 yards. 7 first downs in the first half for Aberdeen. For Huron, 19 yards on the ground, 145 through the air running the ball. Colt McNeil, 1 carry, 2 yards. Thackeray Hansen, 3 carries for 10. And Landon Hulse, 4 carries for 7 yards. Throwing the ball in the first half, Colt McNeil, 17 of 27, 145 yards, a touchdown and an interception. But 27 throws in the first half. I ran out of chart space on my stat sheet here. I'd add a few extra squares, but hey, that was okay because those three extra squares I added all were complete, including the touchdown to Peterson. 7 first downs in the first half for Huron. Time of possession in the first half, close to even. Aberdeen a little higher, 12 minutes, 42 seconds to 11:18 for Huron. Defensively, Aberdeen was led by Jacob Weishar with 5 tackles. Evan Sitchmiller, who I thought played a very nice game in the defensive backfield in the first half, he had 4 tackles. Cordell Reichlich, and I called his name a lot too in the pass defense, he had 3 tackles in the first half. For Huron, Charlie Martin had a nice first half, 4 tackles, 2 assists, 4 tackles, 2 assists. Bubba Peterson, Colby Hofer had 3 tackles. Rayshon Whiff, 2 tackles and assists, 2 tackles for Nolan Staley, 3 tackles for Anderson Porish, Mason Juergens, 2 tackles and an assist. So the stats there at the half, good effort in the first half for the Huron Tigers, and again, they able to snare the lead there right at the end of the first half with that nice drive to end the second quarter. 7-0 Huron leading at the half. We'll take another Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes. Return here to Aberdeen on Dakota Sports.
Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger sports.
Jeff Duffy, Dave Corcoran back here at Aberdeen with the Huron Tigers leading at halftime, 7-0. Neither team has come back out on the field yet, so we're still probably about 5 minutes away from our second half kickoff. But Corky, so far so good. We've showed we can move the ball. The defense, as you said, and that's kind of the way the defense has been during this streak where they have played well. They have done some bending, but haven't broken. And, everybody's made a nice effort here. And, you know, a way to put together that drive there at the end of the first half after we held them inside the 25-yard line. That was a nice response to get the lead at 7-0.
Well, that's way to come back after that. I mean, way to do it. You know, I mean, we held them, turned around, had a good drive, and capitalized on. We had opportunities. We took them to the place where they needed. We got a touchdown for them.
So now, as you look ahead to the second half, obviously, Aberdeen's one-dimensional at this point, but they have thrown the ball four times, didn't complete any, but a couple of those were on target, and we had to make a good play to ensure that there wasn't a completion, so we can't discount that. And bottom line is, and I talked about this last week and even in the pregame report too, how are we going to be in the second half as we get further in this game? And Aberdeen, probably some fresher bodies there. I think you'll see it more when Aberdeen has the ball than when we have the ball, because if Aberdeen can keep those linemen fresh, our guys on defense are going to continue to take that pounding. Can they continue to make the stops?
Well, so Aberdeen's going to lean on you. They got the big guys up front. They're going to make you work, and that's going to be to their advantage if they keep doing that. What we've got to do is make sure we can get as many opportunities as we can to get three and out, get our guys off the field, get back to the offense, and do some control ball, which we're doing a really good job of. And just keep everything in front of us. And we're making them work, you know, that one-dimensional pretty much. But don't underestimate it. They're going to try something, a trick play here or throw it there. They're going to try anything they can against us.
And also, too, speaking of one-dimensional, we threw the ball 27 times. And I think we ran the ball, 8 times. So, you know, we're a little one-dimensional, too. But a lot of those passes, especially early on, or almost like extended handoffs, get that little bubble to the left or right, the short passes. You know, that's been working. And as I said, that almost turns into just a long arm by McNeil doing a handoff.
Well, and Aberdeen's playing us a little soft on the outside edges. They're giving us that 5 to 10 yards advantage. We'll take advantage of that. You know, we get the ball out there, like you said, on that bubble screen. We get it. We got 5-6 yards before they make contact with us. I'll take that play every time you can. You know, that's money in the bank right there.
Both teams back out on the field. We'll take a final halftime timeout from here on Community Campus. We'll go 1 minute and set up our second half on Dakota Sports.
Courtney Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor coating for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East, or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we're ready to go with the second half, as still got a little bit of time here before the third quarter kickoff. So I always say this, key here when you start the half, if you're going on defense first off, cover that kick, and then also, you know, just keep your momentum going your side. Don't let Aberdeen get a drive together where they get themselves some momentum. You know, I didn't see who actually won the toss, if Aberdeen won and deferred or if Huron won and took the ball, but I've always liked it. I'd rather have the second half kickoff than the first half kickoff. I know Coach Spanton, when he was here, he always wanted the ball if they won the toss, except if there was a 200-mile-an-hour wind.
Exactly.
And, but, you know, I've always been one where I would just soon let my defense play first, see if we can set the tone there, and then get the ball to start the second half. Either way, it'll be Aberdeen ball. Actually, Breeze has picked up a little bit here. I mean, not enough where I think it's going to make a huge impact on our game conditions, but I see the flags there across the way are blowing just a bit.
Well, actually, you know, a little light breeze there, like you said, not going to affect us much. But your defense, you know, if Aberdeen gets the ball, okay, our defense has been setting the tone all the first half. Let's do it now. Let's get three and out. Get the ball back in our offensive hand. They're still coming off that high of poking that in right at the end of the second quarter there. Let's take advantage of that. Make things come our way.
So getting set here, looks like Aberdeen will receive the kick to my right in the south end zone. And, of course, Huron had the one kickoff there right before halftime, and it featured a pretty nice collision. So we'll see if Huron's coming out with a little extra step here with the 7-0 lead at half. Huron at 2-4, Aberdeen at 3-3. Key game for both teams here, trying to keep themselves in the playoff picture. And Michael Larson will kick the ball away again for Huron. Aesop is one of the guys back deep to receive, but I'm not sure the ball is going to make it back that far. So ready to go with the second half. Larson with the arm up, and here's the kick. Again, just going to be a little squibber and going to be fielded at the 26-yard line, and that's by Waldo. And he gets clobbered again. I don't think that was Kleinsasser this time, but nice big hit coming up there in the middle, and Aberdeen will have the ball first and 10 right at their own 35-yard line. So for the Tiger defense, here's your first test of the second half, Aberdeen. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if Aberdeen just comes out and chucks it down the field on the first down to see what's happened. You know, you might think, well, we got kind of lulled into a false sense here. See, Gunnar Harris has been playing that right corner here for much of the game. He starts the second half there. First and 10, nope, they'll just hand it off going right. It's Dahlman, not much there. A little second effort. He's going to get a couple of yards up to the 37-yard line. Oakley Anderson on the bottom of that pile. I saw Juergens in on the play along with Peterson. Bubba, gain of 2 for Dahlman. It'll be 2nd and 8. Just underway in the second half. You're on leading 7-0. 2nd and 8 from the 37, Aberdeen Central. They're in the pistol, and Dahlman wants to throw the pass complete for a first down. Just a simple toss and catch over to Aesop, and that's what you need to do if you're Aberdeen. Make a simple throw, an easy throw, and Huron staying off on him, and Aesop gets the ball up to the 47-yard line. That's a gain of 10, and first down for Aberdeen near midfield at their own 47-yard line. Again, that's one where you're not going to get a pass rush either because he just turned and threw. First down and a running handoff going left and a big hole for Dahlman. He's in quickly into Huron territory all the way down to the 35-yard line. That quick hitter, and all of a sudden Aberdeen starting to hit on some plays. They're going to spot the ball up to the 37-yard line of Huron. So Dahlman with a big play, 16 yards on the carry. And he's 2nd first down of the possession for Aberdeen. They'll have it 1st and 10 at the 37-yard line of Huron, just underway in the second half. Quick snap and a low to Dahlman. He's under trouble, and he's going to actually, he should have had a completion there. Dahlman heads up there. Mason Juergens was right in on Dahlman after a low snap, and he actually got the pass off to Borg. Borg wasn't able to handle it. It would probably been a loss on the play. So not a bad incompletion. It'll be second down and 10. Could have been worse for Aberdeen because they did have the ball on the ground. And right away, Mason Juergens was in on Dowan. Second down and 10 from the 37-yard line. Dowan wants the pass. Going to throw short again. Complete to Borg. He's going to be caught at the 34. Short gain. Juergens was there defensively for Huron along with Gunnar Harris. Going to get about 3 yards, maybe four on the play. 3 yards up to the 34, third and seven, Aberdeen from the Huron 34-yard line. We play just under 2 minutes here of the second half. Aberdeen putting a drive together here, down 7-0. Dowan going to keep it, turns the corner, going to be hit behind the line. Bubba Peterson will drop him for a loss. Peterson was there. He had Anderson to help out, Charlie Martin as well. Going to be a loss on the play. It's going to be 4th and 10, Aberdeen, back at the 37-yard line.
What a beautiful tackle. He wrapped him up and just stuck him right there.
4th and 10 from the 37-yard line. Receivers left and right. We'll go with the pistol here on 4th down. Dowan does a pump. He's going to throw long. He's got a man open! And incomplete, and Huron got away with an interference there. Our left cornerback grabbed the receiver as he bit on the break. Ooh. And Huron got away with one.
Yep, might as well admit it.
Hey, we'll take it. The ball turns over on downs to Huron. We'll be first and 10 with 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Huron will have it at their own 37-yard line. First snap of the second half for the Huron Tigers. Pistol formation. Looks like Hansen in the backfield to start the second half. He'll take the handoff straight up the middle. Little stutter there. Big group of players. He's going to get a yard maybe. That's about it. As that was plugged up immediately by the middle of that Aberdeen line. Gain of 1, second and 9 for Huron. From the 38, but again, the Tigers do need to show run from time to time.
We got to keep them honest, otherwise they're just going to drop their ears back and they're just going to start coming.
Second and 9 for Huron from the 38. Stay in the pistol. McNeil, again, hands off. Nope, yep, he does hand off to Hansen. Again, nothing there. That was plugged up again by the middle of that line. No gain. It'll be third and long for Huron. Well, for a second, I thought McNeil had actually pulled that out and was going to roll to the left. He did roll to the left, but didn't have the ball. So third and 10 for Huron, back at the 42, loss of a yard maybe on the play. So third and 10 for Huron from the 37-yard line. Three receivers left, one to the right. Pistol on third and 10. McNeil does the pump. He wants to throw under pressure. Going back way too far, and he's going to throw it out of bounds, and that's very close to
intentional grounding,
because I think he has to get it back up to the line of scrimmage. Good pressure coming up there that time by Aberdeen as McNeil could not get away from Brandon Schwann. So fourth down, and Huron will go three and out and punt the ball back to Aberdeen. I believe it's Ace up back deep to receive for Aberdeen as Porish will punt. Aberdeen a little late getting everybody out on the field. Snap is there and a line drive kick, and that's going to go over Aesop's head. Bounce at the 20, the 15. Aesop picks it up at the 11 and is planted right there by Sean Messamore. Great coverage by the Tigers. And just 39, that was about a 52-yard punt. Porish has been punting the ball well. And Aberdeen will get the ball back with 7:53 to go in the third quarter. Here on 7, Aberdeen 0. Aberdeen will have it first and 10 at their own 11-yard line. Golden Eagles stay in that shotgun for Dowan. Dowan going to do the bubble screen here. Near side to Aesop. Has the 15 and finally hit at about the first down marker. Now, Aberdeen's finding some success with that bubble there. They just have trips over there and give their guy a chance to run the ball after getting the quick reception. Gain of 10, first down, Aberdeen. Third first down of the second half for Aberdeen. They have 10 total. First and 10 at their own 21-yard line. So Aberdeen's found something that works with that pass game, and that's got a chance to open up the run game. Huron Tigers got to counter that. Be first and 10 at the 21-yard line. Handoff coming to the near side. Waldo breaks one tackle. He'll get up past the 26. Gain of about 5 yards on the play. Oakley Anderson over there for Huron. Bubba Peterson had a part in that. Gain of 5. It'll be second and 5 for Aberdeen. Huron had a chance to get him. I think Juergens had a chance to get him for little or no gain. Couldn't quite wrap it up. Second and 5 from the 26 for Aberdeen. Three receivers right, going to roll it to the right with Dowan. Huron, oh, they turn the corner now. Porish comes up, and Dowan going to be caught from behind. Good hustle coming back. I believe that was either Hofer or Anderson. I think it was Colby Hofer on the stop. A lot of running there, and Dowan's only going to get about a yard on the play. Set up third and 4 from the 27-yard line. Porish came up and kind of forced him back in, and that's where Hofer was able to finish the job. Third and 4 for Aberdeen from their own 27-yard line. 6:38 to go, third quarter. Here on up, 7-0. Trips left, one receiver right. And Dowan going to look right. He's going to pass wide open. Is Borg, and he'll get the first down. Way too much cushion over there. Messamore does make the stop. But Borg, he had all kinds of, he had nobody within 10 or 5 yards of him. He'll make the catch and a first down up to the 36-yard line for Aberdeen. Gain of 9. So the short passes, something Huron was effective with. Now Aberdeen's taking that page out of the playbook. First and 10 from the 36-yard line. Trips left, one receiver right on the first and 10. There's a jump, and Huron definitely in the neutral zone. Did they get drawn off, or I do not believe they did. This will be the second penalty on Huron, 20 yards, and make it first and 5 from the 41-yard line. Six minutes to go in the third quarter, and Aberdeen's pretty much had the ball here in the third quarter. They have a first and 5 from the 41-yard line. Two receivers left, one right, a wing right. Dowan going to hand it off. A little surge there, and Waldo going to be tripped up. Ball came out. Does Huron have it? Officials not making a signal either way. Ball came out. Now, I personally thought Waldo was down. The officials are going to come in and talk about it. Huron covered it, I believe. It is Huron ball, fumble Aberdeen. Again, to me, it looked like Waldo was down.
I thought with that angle we had,
which was right in front of us. The play was right in front of us. Hey, we'll take it. Fumble Aberdeen, that is their first turnover of the game, and Huron will get the ball with great field position at the Aberdeen 39-yard line, first and 10, 5:38 to go here in the third quarter.
We always talk about, here's your opportunity, guys. We've got to cash in on it.
Pistol formation, first and 10. Here's the flip out to Hulst. Turns the corner, 35-30, and muscled down at about the 24. Again, he had blockers up ahead.
Got an Aberdeen player down in front.
Hulst a little slow to get up as well, but going to be enough to move the sticks in a first down for Huron. And do we have the injury? Yep, we still have the Aberdeen kid down. So a ball will be spotted at the 25-yard line. So that was a gain of 14 on the catch by Landon Hulst. And right at the end of the play, somebody in on the tackle is the injured Golden Eagle. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. 11AA, if it lets me do it. Well, they do have the injured Golden Eagle off, or do they? It'll be first and 10 for Huron from the 25-yard line after that play. I'm not sure. Does somebody take a timeout, or are we still there with the injured player? What's happening here? Yeah, I don't see anybody out there.
No, I think they got him off to the sideline, looks like to me.
Yankton up 21-0 now on Brookings midway through the third quarter. Huron a big opportunity here as they have it first and 10 at the Aberdeen 25, coming off the first turnover of the game by Aberdeen. Two receivers left. Elwine is to the right. Pistol formation on first and 10. McNeil hands it off, and Hansen breaks one tackle. He did a lot of work to get back to the line of scrimmage, and a flag comes out right at the end of the play as well. It is an unsportsmanlike on somebody. It must be on Aberdeen, because Aberdeen's coach is coming out to have a conversation with the white hat. I have no idea what happened in there.
I couldn't see anything either.
So Hansen did a good job of getting unsportsmanlike on Aberdeen. They called that, I believe, on Morgan Onefeather. So from the 25, this will be a half the distance to the goal, I believe, so about 12, 13 yards. And Huron will get another first down off the penalty. So from the 25, they will put it to the out to the 13-yard line, so we'll call it a 12-yard penalty on Aberdeen. Fourth penalty, 27 yards on Aberdeen, and you're on another first down. Have it first and 10 from the 13-yard line. First and 10, Huron Tigers, golden opportunity here, up 7-0, trying to take advantage of a turnover. Trips left on first and 10 from the 13. McNeil going to flip it to that far side, and in and out of the hands of Hulse this time. Incomplete. It'll be second down and 10. Well, moving Hulse around, you got Hansen at the back in the backfield, and that allows Hulse to move around in the formations. He's been playing a little more tight end or wing back here, and Huron's been able to have some success getting in the ball that way. Second and 10 from the 13-yard line here on Tigers. Again, stay in the pistol, trips to the left. On second and 10 from the 13, McNeil, play action, going to throw over the middle. Was the ball batted down? It was. I think it was trying to get the tight end drag over the middle to Juergens, but deflected at the line, incomplete. It'll be third and 10 from the 13. Clock stops with 4:43 to go in the third quarter. Huron up 7-0 and would love to make it a two-possession game here late in the third. Third and 10 from the 13, Huron Tigers. Three receivers to the left, stay in that pistol formation. McNeil looking left, has to roll to the left, looking, going to throw in front of the end zone, in and out of the hands of Elwine. It was there. Just let him a little too much. It's going to be fourth and 10 from the 13. Boy, that had a chance.
Oh, it did. We got exactly what we were looking for. Horse come through there, cleaned it out a little bit, gave it crevice for work in. Oh.
Micah Larson will come on to kick a field goal. Mason Juergens is the holder. This will be a 29-yard field goal attempt for Micah Larson. I don't believe he has attempted a field goal yet this year. So 29-yard attempt, and there's movement, and I think that was Aberdeen coming off that right side that moved.
Yeah, he was all the way through our line.
Yeah, coming off there on that right side was Jacob Weisar. Now the officials are having a huddle on this. I didn't see anybody move for Huron until after Weisar was already across. Snap and traction on Huron. We'll back up Huron 5 yards. So now do you go for the 34-yard field goal, or do you put the offense back on the field? Looks like we're still going to try to kick the field goal. Now it's a 34-yard field goal for Micah Larson. Snap is there. The kick is blocked. Got to get on it. There's a race to the ball. And going to be covered by somebody. So the kick blocked. And Huron comes up scoreless. And Aberdeen will get the ball first and 10 at the 43-yard line. Huron turns it over with 4:28 to go in the third quarter, and the lead still at 7-0. Huron had it first and 10 at the 13 and could not move the ball any further. Now Aberdeen, see what they do with some momentum after Huron could not put points on the board. Aberdeen has it first and 10 at their own 42-yard line with 4:28 to go in the third quarter. Shotgun, and here's that bubble pass over to the right side. Borg, or Iceup, does a nice couple of quick moves, but just going to get a couple of yards out of it. Bubba Peterson was over there defensively for Huron. Gain of 2 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 8 after going 0 for 4 in the first half. Dowen has went 5 of 7 here in the second half. And just about all of it's been those little passes out in the flats. 2nd and 8 from the 44-yard line. Aberdeen, slot right, one receiver left, and the shotgun. Here comes motion by Aberdeen. And inside handoff to the back. I believe that's Waldo. Not much there. He caught at the 45, leaned forward to the 46-yard line. He was caught down low by Oakley Anderson. And gain of 1 is all on the play. It'll be 3rd and 7 for Aberdeen at their own 45-yard line. And now watch what the cornerbacks do here. Are you going to give them too much cushion? I think Huron's been playing without Riley Winiger here because I have not seen him on the field since he hobbled off in the first half. Trips right, one receiver left on 3rd and 7 from the 45. Dowen, straight drop, looking over the middle. He's going to run it. He's going to run it. No, he's going to throw it deep, and the ball in and out of the hands of the receiver there. That was Borg, well defended by Gunnar Harris, 4th down. Well, I almost thought Dowen might have been able to get some yardage there just by running it. Do we have a flag on the play, or what are we doing here?
I don't see a flag.
4th and 7. It looks like Aberdeen's going to bring the punt unit in, so the Huron defense holds again. With 3 minutes exactly to go in the third quarter, and Huron holding that 7-0 lead. Bubba Peterson is back deep to receive the punt. And again, Dowen, the quarterback, is also the punter for the Golden Eagles. High snap. Dowen going to run it. He's coming off the left side. He's caught behind the line and tackled by Juergens at the 29. That looked like a designed fake by Aberdeen, and Mason Juergens was not fooled. Dowen, it looked like he wanted to try and pass it, too. And Juergens just came in and made the play. And Huron, again, is going to have great field position with 2:54 to go in the third quarter, leading 7-0. Huron will have the ball on the Aberdeen 30-yard line. Got to get points out of this.
Yeah, we have to take advantage of this.
1st and 10 Huron from the 30, trips to the left. See if they try to make a strike downfield. McNeil looks to the left, does the pump. Now he'll flare it out on the far side to Hulst, but he's hemmed in. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage. That's about it, as he was knocked out of bounds by Caden Shadow. And that was originally intended to go deep, I think. Colton didn't like what he saw on the pump. And then just flared it out, and no gain on the play. It'll be 2nd and 10 from the 30-yard line for Huron. Clock stopped as he went out of bounds with 2:46 to go in the third quarter. Slots right, slots left. Pistol on 2nd down and 10. McNeil looks right, going to flare, and that's way over the head of Colby Hofer. That really never had a chance. And here we sit, 3rd and 10 again. Our offense has kind of went into a slumber here in the second half. 3rd and 10 from the 30-yard line, 2-down territory, I'm sure, for Huron. Again, just kind of throwing the ball on the edges here. Third and 10 from the 30-yard line here on Tigers. Trips right. Elwine is to the left. McNeil going to roll to the right, looking, has time, still looking, and he's going to throw out of bounds. It'll be fourth and 10. Nothing there, and give Aberdeen, again, their defensive backfield has really not allowed us to get many guys open. Fourth and 10, no reason to not go for it here if you're the Huron Tigers. Fourth and 10 from the Aberdeen 30, but, gee, you just want to take advantage
of this field position.
Fourth and 10 from the 30-yard line here on Tigers. The complete pass that went for no yards and two incomplete passes. Now Elwine and Porish are swapping sides of the field. Got to hurry up and get the snap off. Huron does. McNeil looking right. Going to throw to Elwine near the goal line. Catch! He's down at the one-yard line. First and goal. Huron again. Let the 6'9 guy go up and get it. That's what happened. Huron has first and goal at the one-yard line.
And the D-back, I mean, he was the best he could do. He was all over, but he just got in front of Elwine.
Well, it was Evan Sitchmiller, and he checks in at 6 foot. Just kind of a block out there. It's first and goal for Huron from the one-yard line. Huron comes with the power eye, and Hansen is the deep back. Hand off to Hansen, going off tackle, bounces once, and he's not going to get there. Now, was there a fumble on the play? I think the official's saying he was down. No gain on the play. It'll be second and goal from the one. Inside of 2 minutes to go, third quarter. You're on second and goal at the one-yard line. Now Hulst is in, and now Huron's going to use a timeout. Timeout Huron, minute 39 to go, third quarter, second and goal at the one for Huron. Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan Tanger Restaurant in Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan Tanger can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan Tanger Restaurant in Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, offering in-person classes, $40 per credit hour, best value in higher education in South Dakota at Huron Community Campus. Huron Burns their first timeout, second and goal from the one, again in the pistol eye. And a handoff again is Hansen, straight ahead, head down, he's right there, and he did not get in. Again, just trying to go straight ahead, and that stout Aberdeen line says, no, sir. Third and goal from the one. It's never easy.
Oh, no, for us, no, never.
So third and goal from the one. We'll see what the formation is here. Now, I believe Hansen went off. Hulst is in, and he will be the pistol back behind McNeil. On third and goal from the one-yard line. McNeil going to go the option right, turns it up and gets caught back at the five-yard line and dropped for a four-yard loss by Jack Birch. And just like that, it's fourth and goal now back at the five. Tried the option right, and, well, somebody had to block Birch. Nobody did. And are we going to try another field goal here? It looks like we are. Now, this is about 3 yards longer than an extra point. So it'll be a 23-yard field goal attempt for Micah Larson. Again, Mason Juergens is the holder. Snap is there. The kick is up. It is high enough. It is good. Larson, a 23-yard field goal. And Huron goes up 10-0 with 17 seconds to go in the third quarter. You're on Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Two score lead for the Huron Tigers, 10-0 Huron, 23-yard field goal by Michael Larson, and Huron does come out with points. After Aberdeen, a fake punt that did not fool the Huron Tigers. Big play, the fourth down play, a 29-yard pass to Elwine. And Aberdeen awaits the kickoff from Michael Larson, who just extended the Huron lead. Aberdeen really crowding up, thinking it's going to be the squib, which is about all Huron's done here lately on kickoffs. So Larson will, again, just let it bounce and will be fielded at about the 31-yard line, but he went to a knee, and he's down right there in high school. He was scooped up by Tate Huff, but, again, went to a knee, and it'll be Aberdeen ball, first and 10 at their own 32-yard line. Huron leading Aberdeen 10-0. We're late third quarter, 15 seconds to go. First and 10 Aberdeen at the 32-yard line. Receiver right, receiver left, pistol formation for Dowan on first and 10 for the Golden Eagles. He wants to pass, going to throw short, and the pass incomplete. Threw it short and a little behind of Borg. It'll be second down and 10, and I guess we're still going to be playing here in the third quarter.
Exactly. We need to kind of shorten that cushion up just a little
bit. Yeah, because, with the way they're doing that, the rush is never going to get there because He's just taking the snap, and he's just turning and throwing after the receiver is about 4 or 5 yards downfield. Second down and 10 from the 32-yard line. Low snap. Dowan able to come up with it. Rolls around the corner. Now will throw. The pass complete.
Or is he out of bounds?
No, Pete. He's complete. Looks like he's going to be about a yard shy of the first down. Catch made by Aesop. It'll be third and 1 for Aberdeen from the 41, and that will end the third quarter. We head to the fourth quarter here on 10, Aberdeen 0. Timeout 1 minute here on Community Campus on Dakota Sports.
With Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
The Huron Eye Clinic is proud to sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4181.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We head to the fourth quarter, Huron 10, Aberdeen 0 on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Midway through the fourth quarter, Watertown 12, T-Area 0. Yankton leads Brookings 21-0 late third quarter. Spearfish up on Douglas 48-0 early fourth quarter. Third and 1, Aberdeen, and going straight ahead, flag on the play, and I'm not sure if they whistled that dead or not, but there's a flag on the play. Nope, they did let the play go, and it is a first down for now for Aberdeen. Flag came from the near side, but yeah, procedure on Aberdeen, and third and 1 becomes third and 6. Fifth penalty, 32 yards. if they let the play go, well, I'm still surprised they let the play go, I guess. We had an injured Huron Tiger on the far side of the field. That's Sean Messimore, and we're already short on corners the way it is. So now third and six for Aberdeen from the 36-yard line. Big play here for the Huron Tiger defense as we have just begun the fourth quarter. Trips right, one receiver left, empty backfield. Dowan trying to draw Huron off. He's just going to come straight up the middle, puts the shoulder down. He's got the 42, and he's going to get the first down. Huron had several chances to tackle him. Dowan, through sheer effort, gets it all the way up to the 46 or 44-yard line. That's a gain of 8 and a first down for Aberdeen. 12th first down of the game for Aberdeen. Again, we had chances to get him right at the line.
Four or five.
And like I said, this is where we got to watch the defense. We're into the fourth quarter now. Aberdeen keeps their linemen fairly fresh. Nobody has to go both ways very much. First and 10 from the 44, Aberdeen. They're back in the pistol now. And the handoff to Dahlman. Head down, not much there as he gets tripped up. I think Oakley Anderson was in on that one again. Spot the ball up to the 47-yard line. Gain of 3, second and 7. Clock rolls as we're inside of 11 minutes to go in the game. And here on up, 10-0. Second and 8, or second and 7, I should say, from the 47-yard line. Spit a receiver out wide left. Thackeray Hansen's in at a corner now. And Dowan looking to pass. He's going to look over the middle and incomplete, overthrew the tight end, Cordell Reichlich.
And he's down.
And Reichlich stayed down. He made a dive for it. Porish was there defensively. And we have the injured Aberdeen player. So Thackeray Hansen, I don't know how much corner he's played. He's played some linebacker, but we're getting thin. Winnegar's been out. Logan Leyendecker was not able to play tonight. He tried warm-ups, and it didn't go. So now we have an injured Aberdeen player. Looks like the cramp has got the leg out there. Let's see if we got any more scores to update. Sturgis leads Peer now early fourth quarter, 14-10. Into the third quarter, Brandon Valley leads Mitchell 47-0. So you check out our game over on KOKK. Parkston is up on Woolsey-Wessington, 22-8. They're early in the fourth quarter. Woonsocket at Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central leads Chamberlain 26-0. Midway through the third quarter, Mount Vernon Plankinton now is rolling it up on Miller Highmore Herald 49-6. And Fulton, we'll see. Oh, there's Old Amarmona Rutland is up late in the game on Iroquois Lake Preston, 32-0. Fulton, final, Fulton 48, Hitchcock Tulare 14. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Third and 7, Aberdeen from the 47-yard line. Direct snap to Dahlman, and he's going to go left and gets a couple of yards, but strung out nicely by the Huron Tigers. Porish in on the stop for Huron, but that was strung out nicely, and we got a couple of Huron players again slow to get up. Charlie Martin is slow to get up, and he's going to come off the field, and man, we're really starting to get banged up. Fourth and 6, that's a gain of 1 for Dahlman. Fourth and 6, and Aberdeen pretty much feels like they have to go for it. But again, Huron really getting bit by the injuries as Charlie Martin. He's just, looks like he's just trying to stretch things out there because he has played a nice game and he doesn't come off the field much. So big play here in the Tiger defense with not all their first stringers out there. It's going to be fourth and 6 from the 48-yard line for Aberdeen. 9.5 minutes to go in the game. Huron up 10-0. Shotgun for Dowan. Looking to pass. Looking left. Throws short. Incomplete. Turnover on downs to the Huron Tigers. Cooper Bischoff was over there defensively. And Huron will get the ball first and 10 on the Aberdeen side of the field. 10-0 Huron leading with 9:21 to go in the game. Huron will have it at the Aberdeen 48-yard line, first and 10. Now, this is the little conundrum for Huron. Haven't been running the ball a lot. That's how you keep the clock running. Pisto with Hansen behind McNeil, and Hansen takes the carry, and he's going to be caught right at the line. That looked like it was open, except for the fact that Brandon Schwann came over from that right defensive end and just swung Hansen down. Looks like he's going to lose a yard on the play. It'll be second and 11 back at the 49. Again, that was open, but Schwann,
he closed the gap.
He closed it, and if he doesn't do that, I think Thackeray has a chance to get a gain off that. Instead, second and 11 from the 49-yard line. Long count, and here's that flare out to the far side. Pass complete to Juergens. Nice move inside the 45, down to about the 43. Made a nice little juke there, and that got him an extra 4 yards or so. And that's going to make it third and 5 for Huron after a gain of 6. Checking to make sure that was Juergens. It was. Third and 5 for Huron from the 43-yard line of Aberdeen. Huron comes with trips to the left. Pistol formation, handoff straight ahead to Hansen, head down to the 40. It's going to be 4th and 2 for Huron. Hansen with a gain of 2 on the play does keep the clock running as we're inside of 8 minutes to go in the game. I see the Colt McNeil is lobbying that maybe we should punt it and not go for it here on 4th and 2. And right now, Huron may be letting the clock run down and take a timeout after the play clock. Well, see, we still got 14 seconds to work with here. It looks like the offense is going to stay on the field. We also are not in a hurry, and I think a timeout is coming. 4:03 on the play clock, and Huron will take the timeout. Or are we going to take a... Well, they still haven't blown a whistle yet. The play clock ran out a while, a bit ago. Timeout, Huron Tigers. 7:16 to go in the game. Huron 10, Aberdeen 0. Huron... Or what do we... Did we take a timeout or didn't we?
I thought he...
Now we have a flag that just came out. Now they are going to call the... okay, there's no timeout, and they are going to call delay a game on Huron.
So that would mean we're going to punt then.
Yeah, now we're going to punt. Now I think we're just thinking, well, let's just back it up, and maybe Anderson can pin them back a little more. Aesop is back deep to receive for Aberdeen, along with right click. Long count. There's the snap on target. Here's the kick high going off to the right side. Going to be fielded at about the 12-yard line by Aesop, and he's just going to run out of bounds. So another effective punt. Anderson Porish has been effective kicking the ball here on punts. Aberdeen will get the ball with 7:06 to go in the game here on 10. Aberdeen 0. And Aberdeen will be first and 10, about the 21-22-yard line. Put it at the 21. First and 10 for the Golden Eagles. Well, Huron's defense has played well tonight again, and even getting a little depleted out there. And it looks like Messimore is back in at right corner. I'll have to check that after this play. First and 10, Dowen to pass, looks to the right. Pass is complete and hit immediately by Harris. On the catch was right click. And it's not going to get, get about 7 on the play, maybe 8. 7, we'll call it. Second and 3 for Aberdeen from the 28-yard line. And Aberdeen just mainly doing that dink and dunk here. Second down and 3 from the 28-yard line. Dowen looking at a potential blitz here from here on. Snap. Little play action, and Dowen going to be caught behind the line, and he's going to go down back inside the 20. Again, they looked a little confused what they actually wanted to do. There was Nolan Staley on the stop for Huron. I believe Rayshon Whiff was in that. Well, Rayshon was the first one there. Loss all the way back to the 20-yard line. That's a loss of 8 for Dowen. looked like kind of that read option, and then
nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go, and I'm not sure if Dowan wanted to give the ball to Dolman, and Dolman was taken off trying to block. Third and 11, back at the 20-yard line for Aberdeen. They're in the shotgun, two receivers right. Dowan looking left. Here comes the rush, and he's going to get rid of it right as he was going down, as there was Nolan Staley again. Incomplete. It'll be fourth down and 11 for Aberdeen at their own 20-yard line. Clock stops with 5:41 to go. They're coming in with the punt unit.
I thought you'd go for it.
Well, they still got all three timeouts. At this point, they're thinking, let's kick it.
Yeah,
let's,
as we can.
Let's get them to a three and out using our timeouts and get the ball back.
There we go.
And again, remember, Dowan is the punter. And no, he is going to kick away. Don't run into him. High kick and fair catch by Bubba Peterson back at the 43-yard line. And Huron will get the ball there. First and 10 with 5:34 to go in the game. Huron 10, Aberdeen 0. 5:34 left in the game. Huron will have it first and 10 at their own 44-yard line.
It'd be nice if we could just run it a little bit here.
Well, like I said, Aberdeen, I'm sure, is going to start using the timeouts now as long as we don't stop the clock ourselves. First and 10, handoff straight up the middle. Hansen, he's got the 45, maybe a gain of one, and I'm sure Aberdeen's going to be trying to rip the ball away as well, and they're not using a timeout yet. Or is it Hulst? It was Hulst on the carry, I believe. No gain on the play. It'll be second and 10, but that clock continues to run. 5:10 left.
Run her down. Run her down all the way. Make them start doing that.
Second and 10 from the 44-yard line for Huron. Hulst, the pistol back behind McNeil on second and 10. McNeil, long snap, and then everybody froze. Spin move by Hulst, and he does well to get back to the line of scrimmage. I think the snap came, and none of the line moved initially. And I think they're trying to use a little more of the play clock there. Loss of one on the play. And it's third and 11 back at the 43. And again, I am surprised Aberdeen's not using their timeouts with 4:27 to go in the game. And Aberdeen does have three timeouts left. So third and 11 for Huron from their own 43. And again, unless Huron stops the clock themselves, we probably are going to see a timeout and a quick snap and handoff up the middle again. Hulst, nothing there. He'll get to the 45-yard line, gain of a couple, fourth down. And Aberdeen has an injury. So we're inside of 4 minutes to go in the game. Gain of two on the play for Hulst. It'll be fourth down. The injury stops the clock with 3:57 to go in the game. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update, if it lets me. Just do a reload here. Injured, I believe it might be number 50, Schwann, and we've called his name plenty. He does come up under his own power, but he does have a noticeable hobble to go along with it. Volleyball here on Tigers up two sets to none in Rapid City Stevens, 25-23, 25-18. Rapid City Central up one set to none on Mitchell. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Fourth and 9, and Huron does bring the punt unit in. I imagine they're going to crank the clock here now that the clock does crank, but Aberdeen does save a few seconds off that injury. Aberdeen probably coming after Anderson Porish, and Porish is holding his hand out. Let's let that play clock run down as far as it can. Play clock at 7, the game clock at 3:38. Snap is high, but Porish uses all 6'5" to come down with it. Squib kick going to bounce, and Aberdeen's not going to get a return. It'll be downed at the 20. Bubba Peterson thinks it touched an Aberdeen player. Even if it did, he can't advance it because it'd be a muff.
Now the official looks like they're going to go have a chit-chat.
I mean, it was rolling again. If it touched an Aberdeen, yeah, it is Aberdeen. It is Aberdeen's ball. But again, that was effective. They're at the 20, 3:26 to go in the ball game. Aberdeen needs two scores, down 10-0. Aberdeen will take over, first and 10 at their own 20. Slots right and left, shotgun for Dowan on first and 10. Looking to pass, going to throw deep, far sideline, and incomplete. You can make a case that Borg did a little push-off on Hansen, I believe, was over there defensively. He definitely had his hands out, I'll say that. Incomplete. It'll be second down and 10. Incomplete stops the clock with 3:20 to go in the game. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock, KIJV, AM, FM, Huron. Huron Tigers 10, Aberdeen 0. Second and 10 from the 20-yard line. Aberdeen really has no choice but to air it out. That is Messamore on the right side. Corner on second and 10. Dowman again looking left, going to swing it out. The pass complete to Dowman. Dowman gets by one guy, tackled from behind by Staley. Staley's had a nice game defensively. It is a first down right up to the 30. And first and 10 for Aberdeen. Huron doing some shuffling on defense. Dowan going to throw short again, incomplete. Threw it behind his receiver. Second down and 10, stops the clock with 3:05 to go in the game. Huron looking to hang on, 10-0. Second down and 10 from the 30. Second and 10 from the 30 in Aberdeen. Again, two receivers left, two receivers right. Dowan, he's going to step up. Is he going to throw? He's going to throw over the middle. Pass complete. That'll be enough for the first down. And he was very close to being over the line of scrimmage. Pass was complete to right click. And another first down for Aberdeen. Gain of 11 up to the 41.
We got to be quick to the ball. They're coming after it.
First and 10 from the 41-yard line. We're inside of 3 minutes to go in the game. Here's the pass short to the right side. Pass complete to right click. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another. And he's in here on territory up to the 43-yard line. 16 yards on the pass play, and it's just little pitch and catch here right now. And Aberdeen has a first and 10. At the 43-yard line, here's the flare out to the left, coming back to the middle of the field. There's another broken tackle. That's Waldo, has the left sideline, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds inside the 11. All of a sudden, Huron struggling to make tackles, and Aberdeen, this is their best penetration of the game. They're down to the 12-yard line. That was a gain of 31. And first and 10, Aberdeen at the 11-yard line. 2:31 to go in the game. He went out of bounds, so the clock is stopped. First and 10 at the 11 for Aberdeen. Two receivers right, two left. Downs looking to pass. He'll throw up, throw over the middle. Incomplete. He had it. He lost it. It might have been slapped away by Porish. That was close. It'll be second down and 10 from the 11 for Aberdeen. Clock stops on the incomplete with 2:26 to go.
Never easy.
I said that once.
Boy, you can say it all night long. It's just tough.
Aberdeen, this is their best scoring threat of the night. 2:26 to go in the game. Second and 10 from the 11. Dowan did have an open guy in the middle. Bobbled and slapped away by Porish. In two receivers left, two right. Shotgun for Dowan, looking right, looking, rolls out to the right, still looking, under pressure, still looking, and he's going to throw it away. Again, it was Staley on the rush, along with Bubba Peterson. Third and 10 from the 11, Aberdeen Central. 2:19. Again, the clock stops on the incomplete. 10-0 Huron leading, a little wiggle room. But the defense asked to make some plays again. Third and 10 from the 11, Huron Tigers. Aberdeen with the third and 10. Dowen in the shotgun. True receivers left, right. He's looking. Rolls to the right. Still looking. Throws over the middle. Pass complete. And stopped at the 4. It'll be 4th and 3 from the 4-yard line. Catch made by Waldo. Gain of 7. It's 4th and 3 from the 4-yard line for Aberdeen. Dowen looking to pass, looking, rolls to the right. Oh, there's a flag. That's going to be a hold. Dowen throws in for the touchdown. There's going to be a hold in the middle of the field. I saw that from here. Flag out. This will not count. Holding on Aberdeen. Their sixth penalty, 42 yards, takes points off the board. Minute 45 left.
Now that was easy to see that one.
Yeah, that was in the middle of everybody. And Aberdeen, they may be coming in with the punt unit here as the ball's back at the 14-yard line.
Or do they kick a field goal?
Yeah, that's what I just said. Field goal unit. 31-yard field goal attempt. I believe this is Dahlman. I can't see the number. Left-footed kicker. Be aware of a fake as well, and we got some guys back thinking about that. 31-yard field goal attempt, and this is Dahlman to get Aberdeen on the board. Low snap. The kick is up. It has the height. It is no good. Wide right. Ooh. Huron takes over. With a minute 40 to go, remember Aberdeen still has their timeouts left, and they will definitely burn them here, but they still have to score twice. First and 10 Huron, and you get it at the 20 or you get it at the... Yep, you get it at the 20, that's what I thought in high school. First and 10 Huron from the 20-yard line. Now, ball security is a big factor here. First and 10 from the 20. We're in the pistol. Hansen behind McNeil. Hand off to Hansen. Straight ahead and drilled back. He's going to lose a couple of yards on the play as Felipe Gonzalez hit him with some malice. Do we have a timeout or what are we doing here? Well, clock has stopped. Yep, timeout on the field. Timeout Aberdeen. Minute 35 to go. Huron 10, Aberdeen 0. Huron Community Campus timeout. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Jay Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut up hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose. Because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Second and 12 after a loss of 2 on that carry for Hansen. Aberdeen takes their first timeout. Watertown defeated T Area. The final there, 25-0. Kurtz Heating and Cooling. Scoreboard update. Power eye, and McNeil had to reach to get that ball to Hansen. That wasn't exactly comforting. No gain on the play. It'll be third and long for Huron, and Aberdeen will take their second timeout. Again, here on Community Campus, timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, they offer courses through Northern State University at Huron Community Campus. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard updates. I said Watertown defeated T-Area 25-0. Yankton defeated Brookings 24-7. Spearfish defeated Douglas 58-0. Pier now up on Sturgis late in the game 17-14. Brandon Valley defeated Mitchell 47-0. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Third and long for Huron, and get another handoff to Hansen. Gets a little break in there up to the 20. Gets the 3 yards he lost back. But that will set up fourth down. Huron will punt. And Aberdeen burns their final timeout. So Corky, I guess, now a big here on the punt. Get the punt off. Aberdeen has no choice but to come after it. Actually got the ball to 21, so that was a gain of 4.
Well, you know they're going to, everybody but the kitchen sink is going to come at you, so you got to get a good snap. And Porcher's got to do what he's been doing. He's got a, his foot has been working great tonight. Just get it bouncing, get it down there.
We'll see if Aberdeen actually goes for the, even has anybody back deep to receive it. Bryson North is the long snapper, sophomore to sophomore, North to Porish. And they do put Ace up back deep. So 10 guys on the line, and they're going to come after Porish on this one. Fourth and 9 for Huron. Aberdeen going to come after Huron. Snap on target. The kick is up. He makes it and going to go away from Ace. A big bounce past the 30 to the 20, 25 down at the 21. Absolutely what the Huron Tigers needed.
What a beautiful punt.
58 yards on the punt by Porish. And the Huron Tigers pin Aberdeen all the way back to the 21-yard line. Minute 14 remaining in the game. Huron continues to hold the 10-0 lead. Is where the ball will be spotted. Get Aberdeen out of timeouts. Dowan in the shotgun, first and 10. Three receivers left, one right, looking the pass. Going to throw deep near sideline, looking for Borg. Intercepted by Porish. And that will end the game. The Huron Tigers will come out of the Hub City with a win. Anderson Porish with the pick at midfield. And Huron will take a knee twice and come home with a win tonight. 3-4 on the season. What a great win on the road against the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. Second turnover of the game for Aberdeen, and now Huron can go in the best formation there is in football, the victory formation. Colby Hofer, Mason Juergens are on either side of McNeil. And I believe Holst is back deep. There's the Anil by McNeil. McNeil kind of looks at one of the Aberdeen guys who came flying up there.
What are you going to do?
So there you go. Aberdeen out of timeouts. Huron Tigers will move to 3-4 on the season. All of a sudden, the wind came up a little bit, too. So Huron host Aberdeen next week and wrap up the regular season at home with Brookings. Defensive coordinator's doing his job. One more kneel down, and there we go. Huron Tigers. Oh, look at the backflip by Landon Hulse. Backflip. And the Huron Tigers defeat Aberdeen Central. The final, Huron 10, Aberdeen 0. Both teams 3-4 on the season. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes from Huron Community Campus. And then get to our Gary Zell Autoglass post game on Dakota Sports.
bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Are you looking for an easier way to get supplement to your calves? Check out liquid supplements available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Great win for the Huron Tigers tonight. The defense continues to play lights out. That's back-to-back shutouts by the defense. In fact, you go back just to Spearfish, not even going back to Sturgis. That's 12 quarters giving up one touchdown defensively. Defense doing the job.
Exactly. The kids are playing their hearts out, and they bend a little, but they don't break, and they're just doing a fantastic job.
Coach Strand's already made his way up here, so we'll take another two-minute timeout from here on Community Campus. Talk to the coach next. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand-new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Playing the game means bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back in Aberdeen, I'm Jeff Duffy as we do our Gary Zell Auto Glass post game, and a big win for the Huron Tigers tonight, 10-0, back-to-back shutouts for the defense. We haven't been able to say that much over the years. Drew Strand, head coach of the Tigers, joins us here, and just what a great effort all around. You know, for a while we weren't taking advantage of our field position, but we did it enough to score. Field goal huge. Defense, they've just been lights out the last three games now. Can't ask for more for this bunch, and again, same thing I always say, step one to step two. Now we just got done with step seven. Every step's been better than the last one.
Yep. I mean, these kids just continue to get better, and they continue to believe in themselves. Phenomenal job to those guys tonight. You know, they went out there, and they really figured out how to compete and against a really, you know, big team and a really good team, you know, and our guys really went out there, and they fought for the whole four quarters, and they came up big. You know, I know offensively we got down there a couple times and still didn't finish, but, you know, we figured out a way to do it, to make it work, and gave that pressure off our defense a little bit by going up by that field goal. So just a phenomenal job on both sides of the ball for us tonight of just continuing to fight no matter what happens and not falling backwards on anything or any mistakes that we made.
You know, and we, you know, punching that touchdown in at the end of the first half was huge as well, and that was a nice drive where we started, I think, at our own 23 and got it down. I'm not sure if that fourth down play to Anderson was exactly how we drew that up, but it definitely worked and led to the touchdown. And, you know, sometimes you have to make breaks for yourself.
Yep, I mean, we'll definitely have to work on going on two. I think a couple times we snapped the ball when we were trying to go on two. But, you know, our guys are continuing to figure it out, and even – you know, on those mistakes and things, we didn't let it eat at us and let us bend us backwards. You know, they just kept fighting. They just kept continuing to go and move forward. And, you know, that's what we've kind of told these guys. And, you know, I know a lot of people this week, you know, kind of looked at us and they were like, well, Aberdeen's, you know, they got big guys. But, you know, our guys are really starting to believe in it and really starting to figure it out. So, you know, they're doing a good job and peaking at the right point for us.
You know, offensively, you know, Colton threw that early interception, but after that did a good job of taking care of the ball. We were taking that, you know, those little bubbles and everything when it was there. That's just like a long handoff, basically, in the run game. And, you know, I had to keep them honest there, and I'll give them credit. They did a good job when we did try to go downfield most of the time. But, you know, Colton, you know, we move him around, but he was not sacked during the game. The offensive line doing better. The defensive line definitely picking up there. And we got ourselves banged up on defense, too, especially a corner.
Yep, I mean, a little banged up. You know, I'm surprised we made it this far with not a lot of injuries, you know, and they're going to come. And hopefully, you know, those guys can heal quick, just have rolled ankles and things like that. So, you know, hopefully we get those guys back quick. And, you know, on offense, you know, we did have those good drives and things like that, you know, so we just got to continue to grow on those things and just continue to progress forward. Like you said, you know, we hit those bubble screens, and that's what we kind of came in this week of using for our run game. You know, I know they were going to be big in the middle and hard for us to move and find lanes, but, you know, unfortunately it was just a night where we ended up making those plays and ended up, you know, taking what they were giving us. And they did a good job of, you know, I thought we had a couple deep shots there that we missed. Couple opportunities for us, but, you know, that's just what happens when there's guys moving around and things like that. So, you know, they just did a great job, I thought, and all around fantastic.
You know, and a coin flip tonight for our player of the game. I wanted to go defense. I wanted to go on the line. Many apologies to Nolan Staley, but Charlie Martin's going to get our Sun Gold Sports player of the game. It was about this time last year he changed his jersey from 25 to 52 because we needed help on the line. He's found a home there at center. He does not come off the field very much. He goes over on defensive end. You know, he's one of those guys, as I said, doesn't come off the field. I was calling his name a lot, especially in the first half. Nolan, you know, six tackles. I think that was a career high for him as well. Those are the type of guys, you know, they're both juniors. We expect them to step up. We have seen that from both.
Yep, I mean, those guys on our D-line, they move around a lot, and then you mix in Rayshon with those three. And, you know, Charlie Martin, he's one of those guys that doesn't get to come off the field, and he's got to just keep pushing no matter what happens. You know, we kind of look at him every game, and we just say, you know, you just got to keep getting up, and you got to keep going. You know, you're kind of the drive of all those young guys around you, and you got to kind of take ownership of that. And, you know, I think he does a phenomenal job of, you know, owning that lineman on both sides of the ball, and he really gets after it and holds himself accountable, and it's good for the young kids to see that as well. And, you know, it goes and it shows out there when he plays. You know, he's the guy that's flying around, and he's continuing, you know, to make plays for our team, and hopefully we can continue to see that moving forward, and the young guys kind of fit right behind him and help him along the way.
Well, moving forward, we're back home next Friday. Mitchell Colonels, we'll talk about them tomorrow. I know you want to get in the locker room, talk to the boys there. Great win tonight here in Aberdeen. You know, 3-4. That, you know, if you had been told that on August 15th, you're going to be sitting here on October 11th at 3-4, you would have taken it. Well, here we are, two games to go, both at home. We're showing we can play with anybody.
Yep, and I mean, that's kind of the way the Double A's been this year, you know, kind of all these teams just kind of moving around, shifting around, and teams starting to figure things out. You know, so our guys just got to continue, you know, they believe in it, and they just got to keep progressing and keep fighting, you know. Some games are going to be a grind, and that's what it was tonight, and I thought our guys came out, you know, and did a phenomenal job of owning that. So we just got to continue that moving forward and not settle. You know, I know we're going to live this win up for tonight, but then kind of not settle and just move into the next week and continue to move forward as we have done each and every week.
Drew Strand, head coach here on Tigers. Tigers a 10-0 win. Again, our Sun Gold Sports player of the game, Charlie Martin, off that O&D line. We'll take another two-minute timeout, run down the stats, wrap it up here from Aberdeen on Dakota Sports.
For dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery, every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porsche a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
One last time from Aberdeen, I'm Jeff Duffy along with Dave Corcoran. Big win for the Huron Tigers, second consecutive shutout as they defeat Aberdeen 10-0. Rundown of the scoring. Huron scored with 29 seconds to go in the first half. It was a one-yard pass from Colton McNeil to Bubba Peterson. Michael Larson added the extra point, and it was 7-0 going into the half. Huron had a couple of chances, missed a field goal midway through the third quarter, but then after a turnover by Aberdeen, were able to connect. Michael Larson was on a 23-yard field goal late in the third quarter, made it 10-0. Aberdeen, I think their deepest penetration, they did get down to the 4-yard line late in the game, but still failed to score. And the Huron, they did have a touchdown call back, and I forget about that. But the Tigers hang on and get the shutout 10-0. Aberdeen had 139 yards on the ground, 125 through the air. Joey Dahlman had 11 carries, 66 yards. Colby Dowen had 11 carries for 48 yards. And Ridley Waldo had 8 carries for 25 yards. Throwing the ball, Colby Dowen was 11 of 26 for 125 yards, 11 of 22 for 125 in the second half, 14 first downs for Aberdeen. For Huron, now 3-4, in fact, both teams are 3-4 in the season. Huron had 20 yards rushing, but ran it enough to keep Aberdeen honest. Our yards per carry is not going to be exactly something to brag about, as as a, what, 20, we had 20 yards and ran the ball 19 times, it looks like. But Colt McNeil, 2 carries for -2. Thackeray Hansen, 12 carries for 14 yards. Landon Hull, 7 carries for 8 yards. Throwing the ball, Colt McNeil was 21 of 37 for 194 yards, 1 pick, 1 interception, but very efficient and took care of the ball when he needed it. Had 2 big throws in the second half, one in the first half to Anderson Porish, and then setting up the field goal on the 29-yard pass to Blake Elwine late in the game. And that helped clinch it for Huron. Huron with 10 first downs. Time of possession went to Aberdeen, 27-39 to 21-21 for Huron. Aberdeen 13-57 in the second half. Huron at 10-03. Defensively, Aberdeen was led by Jacob Weishar. He had 7 tackles, 6 with an assist for Felipe Gonzalez, 5 tackles, Evan Sitchmiller, and 4 tackles apiece, Cordell Peichlich and Jackson Haley. For the Huron Tigers, everybody contributed on defense. Anderson Porish, 7 tackles, 2 assists, had the game-clinching interception as well. Charlie Martin, again, our Sun Gold Sports Player of the Game, 4 tackles, 2 assists. Mason Juergens, 4 tackles, 3 assists. 5 tackles, 4 assists, Oakley Anderson. 7 tackles, 3 assists, Bubba Peterson. 4-1 for Rayshon Whiff. 6 tackles for Nolan Staley. 4 tackles, Sean Messamore. Colby Hofer had 5 tackles. Great all-around team win for the Huron Tigers. Let's do a final Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update, if I can bring everything up here. The 11AA finals, Huron 10, Aberdeen 0, Watertown 25, T-Area 0, Yankton 24, Brookings 7, Spearfish defeated Douglas 58-0. Pier held on and defeated Sturgis 17-14. Sturgis is your hard luck team this season in AA. Brandon Valley shut out Mitchell 47-0. Some of the games around the area. Fulton defeated Hitchcock Tulare 48-14. Parkston, held off a late rally. Parkston defeated Woolsey Wessington 30-22. And in 11B today, Woonsocket, Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central shut out Chamberlain 32-0. Mount Vernon Plankinton defeated Miller Highmore Herald 49-6. Switch it over to a volleyball. And while they're still playing, they're in the 4th set. Huron up 2-1 on Rapid City Stevens. Huron took the first 2 sets, 25-23, 25-18. Stevens rallied for a 25-23 win in set 3, and they're currently in set 4. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So, Corky, great win tonight. And we've had some luck on this field. We won here 3 years ago. And then also the year we went to the Dome, we won on this field as well. We did lose our game last year. But, boy, the boys just, the defense is coming together so well. After Yankton there in late August, didn't think we'd get to this, but boy, we're playing lights out. Kids are helping out each other. We had to go depth. Gunner Harris coming in to play corner most of the game. The depth has developed even better than I think anybody on the coaching staff would have thought.
Well, exactly. These kids, they believe in themselves. That's the big thing, and they're trusting each other, which you have to do. And then when their teammates goes down, the next one comes up. He steps in. He does what he needs to do. It's a domino effect. These kids are just feeding off of each other, and they're doing an excellent job of playing football here on the defense. They set the offense up. They give them a short field sometimes. We cash in. We're just playing really good football right now.
Here on 3-4, a final 2 games of the regular season at home, including next Friday, hosting the Mitchell Colonels. And that's going to be a battle just because it always is, especially in football. It doesn't matter whose record is who. Mitchell is at 1-6 while Huron's at 3-4, but Colonels will be ready to play the Tigers. That'll be a 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff next Friday. We have volleyball Tuesday at Roosevelt, Thursday at home, Breast Cancer Awareness Night hosting Jefferson. So a busy week next week here with the Huron Tigers. Tigers win 10-0. This has been a presentation.